do you think of life in Rosna's Dolina?
The days of the week may seem difficult to remember at first, but you have to learn them sooner or later.
Неделя. Понедельник.
Erasmus on Air.
Catalunya on Air. Today we'll talk about a current issue which I think a lot of you have heard about, the Catalan independence. That's why we invited a Catalan who can explain us better what's happening in her country. Welcome to the show, Marta.
Thank you.
So tell me, Marta, when did all this movement for the Catalan independence start?
Well, the movement itself started at the end of the 19th century, and it has been alive with its ups and downs since then. But we can say that the latest upheaval started when the Constitutional Court of Spain rewrote and cut the Statute of Autonomy of Catalonia. This was a text that was proposed by the Catalan politicians to gain more autonomy within the Spanish state. In 2006, the Catalan citizens voted by majority in favor of this statute, but 4 years later, the Spanish Constitutional Court changed it completely, rewriting the most sensitive aspects as the identity or the economical. Then, on the 10th of July of 2010, there was a massive demonstration in Barcelona against this decision, and this was a turning point for independentist movement. In this moment, a lot of people started to see that if they could not have more autonomy within the Spanish state, then the best option would be the independence of Catalonia.
So, which are, in your opinion, the main reasons for this pro-independence boom?
Well, first of all, it's important to remember in which political moment it emerges. It was in 2010 when the crisis started to beat really hard in Spain, and the Spanish government, as well as the Catalan one, did a lot of cutbacks on welfare, education and health system while they were rescuing the banks. So at that moment it was very convenient for CiU, the main Catalan party, to wave the flag of nationalism because it was a way to divert the attention from the cutbacks. But another very influential and determining point, it has been the actual Spanish government. Since 2011, the party ruling the Spanish state, it has been PP, which is a conservative and right-wing party. Its politics regarding Catalonia had been based on denying the Catalan identity and trying to take away their economic and political power. For instance, the Spanish Minister of Education was trying to, and I'm quoting him, convert the Catalan kids to Spanish, as he announced in the parliament. Moreover, during the last years, PP was found guilty or is being investigated for more than 60 cases of corruption. Even the president, Mariano Rajoy, was found in some papers that proved that he received illegal money from his party. But coincidentally, this was announced a few weeks ago in the heyday of the Catalan crisis, so nobody cared so much about it. Anyway, for all these things together is why, in my opinion, PP was the main creator of pro-independence support in the Catalan society. I was always saying that if the Catalan Republic succeeds, we should build monuments and statues of Rajoy, because he was one of the main helpers for the Catalan independence.
Okay, now we'll listen to a song based on a poem written by a Catalan poet during the Spanish Civil War. He was going to France to escape from the fascists, so he's explaining how much he will miss Catalonia. And the girl who's singing is the best Spanish singer nowadays.
Thank you.
campana. Perquè ens perdoni la guerra, colen sang de coles guerres.
Welcome back to the Erasmus show, where we today talk about Catalonia. Can you tell us your opinion about independence?
Yeah, honestly, this is a very hard question for me, because even if I'm certain about some aspects, it's very easy at some point to fall in contradiction when you're mixing personal and political identities. So I think myself as a Catalan, but I don't declare myself as an independentist. Why? Well, mostly because I don't like the political party that is leading the way to independence, CiU, Well, now they are rebranded the party and they have a new name, PDeCAT, because they thought that in this way they could disassociate the party from its corruption cases. They call themselves as a center party, but their politics are obviously from a right-wing party. They come from the liberal and high-class Catalan society, and they are responsible for the biggest cutbacks in education and health system, and also for the hard repression of the 15M movement, also called the Indignados or the Spanish Revolution. But also, I'm not an independentist because I don't like any kind of nationalist discourse. And I realized about that in my first trips around the Balkans. Understanding what had happened in Yugoslavia 25 years ago made me see that what kind of discourse I wouldn't like to have in my own country. So basically, my political view is rather leftist than independentist, but here it comes, the contradiction. I voted for CUP, a party which is the most leftist in the parliament, but also it's one of the parties that are active in the fight for Catalan independence.
So now we'll listen to another point of view from another Catalan.
Okay, I am rather pro-independence. I voted yes in a referendum. I think it's really difficult to that it will we will ever be independent, and I'm certainly not a very strong supporter that I want independence at any price, but I do think it is a good opportunity to change things and to start over and to have our government closer and being able to have more influence on it. And of course, I would have no problem in living in a Spanish state that was different. But the way Spain is not only now, but historically, the way the Spanish state has behaved and has organized, I think it's really difficult to change. And last days are an example of that, or how I feel. I'm really far away from that.
Okay, so you've told us your opinion on the main political party in Catalonia, but I would like to know, what do you think about its president Puigdemont?
Well, I don't like him because he comes from PDeCAT, but I think he was in a very difficult position because he had to conciliate all the interests of all pro-independence parties, and at some point he managed it pretty well. And it's true that I have a better opinion about him than about the previous president, Artur Mas, because at least Puigdemont was a declared independentist during all his political life, but Mas was more an opportunist because he became independentist when it was the right time to do it.
Yeah, good. Although sometimes it's true that it's a little bit too much, the amount of propaganda. I usually joke like the Jehovah's Witnesses are there again to tell us about how good independence is going to be or how bad independence is going to be. And on the both sides, it's so exaggerated. Like on the one hand, we'll live on a rainbow, and on the other hand, our country will just, you know, disappear from the earth. So it's a little bit too much sometimes.
And what do you think about the media coverage on the Catalan process to independence?
Well, that's one of the things that exasperate me the most, because there has been a huge and rather aggressive campaign from both sides to discredit the enemy. All media was biased in favor of or against independence. For instance, in the news of the Catalan television, most of the time was dedicated to talk about the process of independence. So during the last year, we were constantly bombarded with biased news about the Catalan politicians. And the other way around, you just have to see the perverse coverage that the Spanish television did for the 1st of October voting. And they were totally hiding the police brutality against civilians.
Okay, yeah, that's a good question, because, yeah. Okay, even if I don't agree with him probably in a lot of aspects, I didn't vote for him, but I do have a rather good opinion about him, in the sense that I feel he's an honest person. And really, some people see him going to Brussels like an act of being a coward. I don't think that. I think, okay, you can say a lot of things about independent political leaders. I won't be the one to say they did everything right. I don't agree with them in a lot of things. But they really were brave. They know they can go to jail. They know they can be prosecuted. They can have, not only they can have, there's a lot of political leaders in prison, and there's some of them having to pay huge amount of money for what people ask them to do. So I think he was brave, particularly with the Monarch. I perceive him as being very honest. He has been a pro-independence for his whole life. And even if I don't agree with him, I think he's a honest guy. And even if he's very strong supporter of independence, when the moment came when he felt that there could be a danger if he really went on with the independence proclamation, he stepped back a little bit just to avoid it, and that was very much criticized by a big part of independence movement. But he was brave enough to do that because he is honest, and he really thought it would be bad for the civil society if there was some kind of state violence or some kind of that kind of problems. So even if I don't agree with him in everything, of course, and I would have a lot of things to criticize about him, I just think he is honest, and he has been brave, even if it's a really difficult situation to handle.
So this is all the time we have. It was a pleasure to be with you. Thanks, Marta.
Thank you for having me here.
What do you think of life in Rojna-Zelina?
The days of the week may seem difficult to remember at first, but you have to learn them sooner or later.
Piper, Nedelia. Ponedelia.
Erasmus on Air.